local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the last day of winter is here. Spring is around the corner. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start as you're traveling in from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. Airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, all running smooth. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90, Rangeline, Halls Mill Road, no delays with no new wrecks in the roadways. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, offering military, veterans, and first responders 5% discounts on everything in the store. See them online at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 707, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Coming up this morning, Quentin Hillier joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, plus turning up your voice at 343-0106. Love to hear from you anytime at that same number with a text, 343-0106. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A senior alert has been issued this morning, and authorities need your help right now. 64-year-old Eddie Watson of Lee County is missing. He was last seen Monday afternoon in Phoenix City. The Alabama law enforcement has issued that silver alert once again for Eddie Watson. He's described as 5'7", weighing 265 pounds, and he is bald. He does have a condition that could impair his judgment. Watson's believed to be driving a 2000 GMC Sierra with Alabama license plate, which reads 5316376. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact the Lee County Sheriff's Office at area code 334-737-7131 or simply call 911. We have more information this morning into a very startling headline. It happened yesterday morning when a van crashed into a local gas station early Monday morning. Mobile police are right now reviewing that surveillance video. In that video, the white van, which does belong to the Mobile County Public School System, crashes into the building around 4:30 a.m. Monday morning. That surveillance video also shows the van moments before it slams into the building. The gas station and convenience store is located right there on Mont Lamar Drive and Michael Boulevard. The owner of the gas station says that they were alerted by an employee calling them. At least two people may have been in that vehicle at the time of the crash, one even hopping out and surveying all the damage that was caused. Thankfully, no one was injured in the store since they were not open at this hour. Now, Mobile County Public School and their system officials, they do confirm the van was stolen from the Continuous Learning Center in Tomanville around 2 a.m. But good news, there's a GPS on that van, which will allow authorities to track its whereabouts. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Seems like the whereabouts are crashed into the front of the convenience store around the corner from us, right?
Yeah, right there.
Could have done that even without the technology. Hey, I know that you don't like throwing away money, but you might not be thinking about one of the places you're doing that Maybe it's when you pay your credit card balance each month and you have that high interest rate. Average interest rate on credit cards, 18% APR. You looked at your interest rate lately and you'll see probably 18 or maybe even higher, and those interest rates continue to go up. Hey, right now you can refinance your high interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. All right, here's how it works. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with auto pay, and the rate is fixed, meaning it's never going to go up. As interest rates climb, it stays the same. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees to do this. Even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And when you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low interest rate. Fixed rate loans from LightStream, you get them right now. It's lending uncomplicated. If you want to save even more, y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get the additional discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name. The website, LightStream.com/Sullivan. That's with two L's. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. Right, one of the top trending stories out there, this one involving Mobile County. At the same time, it's involving Montgomery. Story from our news partners at WKRG says Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber is proposing an amendment to the Alabama Constitution that would prevent the revolving door of violent offenders committing new crimes while out on bond. Currently, judges can order a suspect held without bond if they're considered a flight risk or a danger to the community, but that's not always a guarantee. This proposed amendment would keep those types of offenders behind bars. More from the press conference yesterday. Here's Public Safety Director James Barber.
On offenders that are released from violent crimes back into our community only to commit more violent crimes, and then they're rearrested only to be released again.
All right, he's unveiling this new bill yesterday that would amend the state constitution. News conference, he was there with Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich, who also commented on this bill.
The Class A felonies, rapes, sodomy, murder, robbery in the first degree, those kinds of felonies.
Once they start pulling triggers on guns, they do not stop until they're incarcerated, and this would give us that ability.
And the City of Mobile working with State Representative Chip Brown to submit the bill to the Alabama legislature. Brown will introduce the bill in committee today in the House. He also will join us at noon today on Midday Mobile to talk about it in detail, so stay tuned. Noon today on Midday Mobile. 7:13, we'll check News 5 next.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich. Each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pensacola's mayor says it's time for the city to enforce a law that makes it illegal for a driver to give money to a panhandler. Mayor Grover Robinson says it's against state law for drivers to give money to panhandlers from the road. He says if the law is enforced, drivers would be fined. Robinson says the legal way to give would be to pull into a parking lot. Some local leaders are hoping to get support for a proposed amendment to Alabama's Constitution. Currently, capital murder is the only charge where a defendant must be held without bond. The proposal, backed by Mobile County's district attorney and public safety director, would expand the no bond to offenses punishable by life in prison without parole. Today is the last day you can trade your Mardi Gras beads for donuts at Krispy Kreme on Hillcrest Road in West Mobile. For 12 pounds of beads, basically a grocery bag full, you'll receive a dozen donuts. The beads will go to Augusta Evans School for students with special needs to be recycled and sold next year. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the Royal
oil treatment.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. Coming up Saturday, the 42nd annual Azalea Trail Run will be held in downtown Mobile. As one of the premier 10Ks in the country, this prestigious event also features a 5K and 2K fun run. Come on out and take in one of Mobile's signature events. For more info, visit pcpacers.org. Go all out. We do.
The NCAA Women's Tournament announced yesterday on Selection Monday. South Alabama is headed to the NIT, and Dirk Nowitzki passes Wilt Chamberlain in the record books. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday morning, we went through the matchups for the SEC teams that will play in the men's NCAA tournament that begins this week. Yesterday afternoon, the women's NCAA bracket was revealed a little earlier than ESPN intended. The Sports Network said that an unfortunate technical error resulted in the 2019 women's tournament bracket being shown on air hours before it was set to be revealed, forcing the network to move up its selection show by 2 hours. The show was originally scheduled for 6 p.m. and instead began on The Deuce, ESPN2, at 4 p.m. Two-time national champion Baylor is the overall number one seed. The Bears are joined by defending national champion Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State on the number one seed line. There are 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament, including number one seed Mississippi State. The Bulldogs begin their run for a title on Friday night at 8 against number 16 seed Southern University. South Carolina is a 4 seed. The Gamecocks will face 13 seed Belmont on Friday at 12:45 p.m. Number 4 seed Texas A&M plays 13 seed Wright State at 3 p.m. on Friday. Kentucky is a 6 seed. They'll take on number 11 seed Princeton at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Number 7 seed Missouri plays number 10 seed Drake at 3 p.m. on Friday. Auburn and Tennessee were 2 of the 4 last teams to make it into the tournament. The Tigers are a number 10 seed and will play 7 seed BYU at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's the first time since the 2000 NCAA tournament that Auburn's men and women's teams are in the big dance at the same time. And Tennessee is a number 11 seed in the women's tournament. They'll face 6 seed UCLA at noon on Saturday. The women's NIT tournament was announced later last night, and the University of South Alabama Jaguars, fresh off a near Sun Belt Conference tournament title win, are in the WNIT field for the 4th time in school history. The Jags will play their first round game on Friday in Beaumont, Texas, against the Lamar University Cardinals. The game time for the opening round will be announced later today. The Arkansas women's team was one of the first 4 out of the NCAA tournament, and they are the only SEC team in the WNIT. They'll play at home against Houston on Thursday in the opening round. In NFL news, longtime defensive lineman Haloti Ngata announced his retirement in an Instagram post atop Mount Kilimanjaro. Ngata was holding a banner that read, quote, "I'm retiring from the NFL on top." The 35-year-old went to the Pro Bowl 5 times and won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in 2013. Over the past 13 seasons, Ngata was the only defensive tackle to record over 500 tackles, 30 sacks, and 4 interceptions. Former Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Rams to be Jared Goff's backup, and the Cincinnati Bengals released outside linebacker Vontaze Burfict. In the NBA last night, the Denver Nuggets clinched the playoff spot with a 114-105 win over the Boston Celtics. New Orleans beat Dallas 129-125. In the loss, Mavericks future Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki passed Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain for the 6th most points scored of all time.
I thought it was for something else, but no.
for height or long last names?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking.
Not that number. The San Antonio Spurs extended their win streak to 9 in a row with a 111-105 victory over Golden State. Toronto beat the New York Knicks 128-92. And former Alabama point guard Colin Sexton scored 27 points, leading Cleveland past Detroit 126-119. All golfers are invited to play in the American Legion Charity Golf Classic this coming Saturday, March the 23rd, at Spring Hill Golf Course. They're raising funds to serve local veteran and youth programs and also celebrate the American Legion's 100th anniversary. Registration forms are available at American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Fees are $75 per golfer or $300 for a 4-person team. Sponsorships are still available. Golfers will check in at Spring Hill between 8 and 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and the shotgun start is at 10 a.m. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Also, programming note, noon on Thursday, Auburn Hoops right here at FM Talk 106.5 New Mexico. The Lobos?
The Lobos.
Oh.
In Salt Lake City.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you're looking to defer or eliminate capital gains taxes from the sale of a stock or business, you might consider investing in an Opportunity Zone fund. Real estate or buildings in underdeveloped areas can provide big tax breaks for wealthy investors. The idea is to stimulate investment in areas that need it, and there are close to 9,000 of these Opportunity Zones out there. Remember, though, you have 180 days from the sale of a stock or business to put the proceeds in an Opportunity Fund to qualify for the tax benefits. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Government Street near Broad, and also through the Bankhead Tunnel. Seeing a little bit of backup already this morning, but the good news is we're accident-free. Northbound 65, good ride from Chickasaw to Saraland. If you're traveling Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, we've got light traffic and no wrecks. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number one in the whole state. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
723 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast, and Kane with our traffic reports. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The name of the woman killed in a Sims car crash has been released. 39-year-old Sonia Denise Jones has been identified as the Mobile woman killed Monday morning around 6:45 a.m. The two-vehicle crash happened on Highway 98 in Sims. Alabama State Troopers say Jones was driving east on Highway 98 when she was hit head-on. She was not wearing her seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The other driver of the other vehicle has been identified as a 17-year-old male. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. As of this hour, no charges have been filed. This back-and-forth weather is making many of us double-check our calendar, asking, what month is it? I'm not sure if you heard about the freeze warning that was issued, but that happened overnight by the National Weather Service. They issued that freeze warning for a number of counties in north and north central Alabama, which were expected to be near freezing or below overnight. I'm telling you, our friends listening, because many of you travel for a living and may have been stunned by the freezing temperatures. Number of counties impacted, Limestone, Madison, Marshall, and Morgan. And then when it comes to the freeze warning, that's in effect from 1 a.m. this morning until 9 a.m. this morning. Central Alabama counties impacted include Calhoun, Blount, Winston, Walker, Lamar, and Marion, and a few more. So those temperatures, of course, not only impacting people, but also trees and plants. So just be mindful of that. Our very own Dr. Bill, he'll join us in a few short minutes to tell us more about the overnight weather, today's weather, and what we can expect, because it's never too early to plan for the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5. And, yep, Doc's on the way just a little under 10 minutes from right now. We'll get a forecast for the week and the weekend. Also talk about that typhoon hitting on the southeast coast of Africa. 1,000 dead in Mozambique. Get in that discussion coming up in just a little bit. Also, reminded that yesterday, one of our questions, and it was on the text line and on my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. was your challenge to create the best identity politics friendly candidate name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're just working off identity politics, you choose a first, middle, and last name plus a nickname for a total of four names. And the latest one coming in here from David said, Joy Justice Green, nickname Libby, would be a liberal candidate. So yeah, you gotta, how many boxes can you check off? Yeah, how many boxes can you check off for identity politics and create the name? You get first, middle, last, and for the kicker, you get the nickname. All right, that's on the list. Also, I saw this on Reddit. This is interesting here. Online conversation here, Reddit saying to name the dumbest, most embarrassing thing they believed as a kid. Okay? As a kid. Now, this is good. Someone believed that if you plucked hair off your head and planted it in the ground, more hair would grow because hair has roots. So you could plant it. This one, you know, and this is one of the ones I think I thought when I was real young, that limes were just lemons that weren't ripe yet.
Okay.
But they are separate fruit.
Yeah, not the same.
This one is really odd. One of the respondents said they thought as a child that gravy was just turkey blood. The gravy that went with the turkey was the blood from the turkey. Also, another poster said, if you took a medicine for a condition you didn't have, it would give you that condition. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a smart parent had done that one. Like, if you took Benadryl, you'd end up getting allergies. If you took Benadryl and didn't need it, you would end up getting allergies. Also, that the light at the bottom of a swimming pool was actually a trap door to the ocean and sharks could sneak through.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's how you keep the kids out of the pool. really skinny guy worked inside every traffic light pole and switched the lights from red to green. And also another one here that if you watched a PG-13 movie before you were 13, you'd get arrested.
Oh, yeah. You mean that's not true? I waited way too long.
Yeah. What was yours? Like, you believed as a kid that... Okay. That you...
I'm not sure if this is in line with the other ones, but I remember being in a record store in Nashville with my grandma, and she was saying, that Vince Gill, he got divorced because adultery. They were practicing adultery. And I was like, isn't that what all adults do? Don't... You know, you hear about it in Sunday school. I said, it's right there in the name, all adults.
That's right.
Adultery.
Yeah, they would be childish, right? That's buddy. I remember having imagine this, an argument with a teacher in like second or third grade. And think about what I do now and how much of the food that we consume in my house I take responsibility for between fishing and hunting. I was in probably second or third grade probably, and got in an argument with the teacher about where steak comes from. She said it's the muscle of the cow. I said, no. Because I mean, I've been around farms, Paul. Yeah, I said, no, it comes from the steak part. I said, Sean, where's the steak part of the cow? I said, I don't know, but there's like a steak part. It's not the muscle. It's the other part where it produces steak.
A very specific place in the cow.
Right. It's the steak part. It's not muscle. There's like a part of the cow. Like there's muscle for it to get around, but then there's another part of the cow where the steaks reside. And I was told I was wrong.
You probably won the argument still.
It was a tough day. I don't think I got a gold star that day. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 is next. Let us know, what did you believe as a child? 343-0106. That's the text line.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An Alabama senator is proposing a bill that could create a lottery in the state. Republican Jim McClendon of Springville is expected to introduce that bill today. The bill would give Alabama voters a chance to approve the lottery, according to a Montgomery newspaper. McClendon sponsored the last major lottery bill in 2016. It cleared the House, but did not pass in the Senate. Police are searching for gunmen who fired more than 30 shots at a home with family inside. This happened Friday night on Warwick Avenue in Pensacola. Kennedy Young was home with his parents making cheese toast when he heard a noise.
So when I put the cheese on top, and as soon as I turned this here, it said peep, 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 peep.
Neighbors in the Austin Park neighborhood of Daphne Hope home surveillance video will catch some thieves. The thieves are seen on video opening unlocked cars, stealing guns, and in one case, a thief stole the whole vehicle. Baldwin County deputies are again warning drivers to lock their vehicles. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Vice President Mike Pence will visit Nebraska today to witness firsthand communities devastated by record-breaking flooding, and there's more rain forecast for the waterlogged region.
Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says this could be the worst flooding his state has ever seen.
So many people are being displaced. We've got towns that are isolated.
More than 8 million Midwesterners are under flood warnings.
There's John Lawrence. U.S.-backed forces in Syria have captured ISIS fighters tied to a January suicide bombing, which left four Americans dead. Correspondent Barbara Starr reports the militants were detained last month, but the U.S. military is just now releasing details.
It's up to five ISIS militants said to be involved in the planning and execution of a suicide bomb attack in northern Syria in January that killed four Americans. Those people now captured by U.S.-backed fighters in Syria.
Wall Street futures on the Dow up 107 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. President Trump's budget blueprint for the next decade relies on up to $1.2 trillion in revenue that might not materialize. The Wall Street Journal says the budget assumes the government will collect as much as that amount between 2020 and 2029 from taxes the administration opposes, or from scheduled tax increases that are likely to draw strong business opposition. As much as $390 billion comes from taxes created by the Affordable Care Act, which Trump wants to repeal. Walmart will discontinue its Savings Catcher program this spring. Savings Catcher, an app-based price matching tool, helps customers compare the money they paid on a Walmart item and the price a competitor advertises for the same item. Walmart says since it introduced the program, it has lowered prices on thousands of items, and its price win the vast majority of the time when customers submit receipts to Savings Catcher. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so this is it, right? Last day of winter.
That's it, last full day. And tomorrow afternoon, 4:58, almost tomorrow evening, at spring will officially arrive.
And then it can start getting warm.
Supposed to get warm. Hopefully not too fast, though.
Right. I'd like to keep these. I mean, this week, what you have laid out in the forecast, this is spring to me. 70s for highs, you know, and 50s for lows. I like that.
It's unfortunate that spring doesn't last very long.
Like 10 days. But for the next few days. Yeah, walk us through this week. How's it shaping up?
Really good. I mean, we've got sunny skies today, be in the upper 60s this afternoon. The normal high is 72, so that's pretty close. Tonight, though, with clear skies and a light wind out of the north, we should see the mercury drop to the low 40s, around 41 degrees. But there'll be quite a few areas in which it'll be in the upper 30s tomorrow morning. And then for the rest of the week, well, for tomorrow, sunny, back up into the upper 60s, around 70 and sunny on Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, sunny skies, highs both days in the low 70s. Our next chance for rain, just a slight one on Sunday. It'll start out with sunshine in the morning, become mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a slight chance of a shower. And the high on Sunday around 75, and looks like a good chance for showers on Monday. So the good stretch of dry weather will start today, go all the way through Saturday.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I want to ask you about a global weather conversation going on as we are, you know, in our wintertime and not in hurricane season, but the opposite is true in the southern hemisphere. And I saw 1,000 dead in Mozambique from a hurricane or a what they call a typhoon, right?
Yeah, and that may be a very conservative estimate. It's they call it a cyclone down there. It's a hurricane. And in the southern hemisphere, in the Indian Ocean, and it struck the country of Mozambique, which is in the southeastern portion of Africa. And the hurricane heads east to west, just like you in the northern hemisphere, except in the northern hemisphere, they will turn toward the north eventually. Down there, they turn to the south. And, of course, the storms down there rotate clockwise as opposed to counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere. Looks like that was a strong Category 2 hurricane, but there's just tremendous devastation, mainly because the buildings down there, they do not have codes, building codes, and they really suffer greatly when any kind of a storm of this size strikes that area.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot about cyclones, tropical weather in the southern hemisphere. Is there a less frequency there?
Definitely. In the southern hemisphere, there are very strong cold currents that come from the Antarctic, cold water currents, and that dominates the oceans of the southern hemisphere, so therefore we don't see as many hurricanes. Northern hemisphere is dominated by warm ocean currents, such as the Gulf Stream and the Atlantic Ocean, and those warm currents help out a lot when we get into the fall season or late summer and early fall when the waters reach their peak in temperature, and that's when the hurricanes form. So, yeah, hurricanes are more common in the northern hemisphere.
Which, speaking of which, we have how long till we start hurricane season 2019?
Well, of course, June 1st, and occasionally we do see something form in May, but June is officially the start of the hurricane season, so it's not far off.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll be watching it through your eyes as we head towards hurricane season 2019 and getting our forecast all the while. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and our professor around here, Dr. Bill Williams, with a forecast and a little bit of a weather lesson. All right, we are stacked up with text coming in on this. I was reading through a Reddit page that had talked about things that you believed when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. And that whether it was the person that said they thought gravy was turkey blood or somebody believed that if you planted your hair in the ground, it would grow because it had a root, or you know, that there was a skinny guy working inside every traffic light pole switching the lights from red to green, and a bunch more coming in here. First of all, I want to lead off with my buddy from way back when we would believe these kind of things. This guy's been my best friend since we were first or second grade, and I remember this discussion with him, and I can't believe I remembered it, but he said, yeah, that the small black seeds in bananas were spider eggs.
They're not?
I remember he used to talk about that all the time. I was like, they're not. And here we are in our late 40s still talking about it. From the text line, Crypto Marine says, my dad told us when we were young that when we lost a tooth, if we did not stick our tongue in the hole, it would come back, grow back as a gold tooth. Donnie says, I used to think that the okra seeds in gumbo were the eyes of the shrimp.
Oh, man.
That's classic. Bo says, the razor strap at the barber shop was to spank kids. You know, I used to look at that razor strap. I used to wonder what it was for, too, though, mm-hmm. when I was a kid. It was scary to me because it looked a lot like a belt and looked like something that you could get spanked with.
That's a good way to keep the kids in line, though. There's a couple more here. Scarborough says, when I was little, my dad told me that green Gatorade was alligator milk. And Jim, and we've all been told this. I'm not sure how many believed it, but Jim said, I believe that if I didn't eat everything on my plate, a starving kid in Africa would literally drop stone dead.
Right, so hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. Those things you believed when you were a kid, that whether an adult told you or you just came up with the idea on your own and you thought, well, that makes sense, that's how the world works, you let us know at 343-0106. We'll check traffic with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss the differences in coaching males versus females in the workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
I didn't believe it until I talked to my guests, but coaching and managing and leading females in the workplace is different than males. Females, I learned, are more competitive, yet require affirmation from their leaders. They often ask themselves, am I good enough for this job or this task or this project? Men just plow ahead without even considering that question at all. These are huge generalizations, but there's something to be learned here. We meet the female COO of a financial services company and a very successful women's volleyball coach. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department and State Troopers are clear each direction downtown through the Bankhead Tunnel. Starting to see heavier traffic there, but a beautiful ride across the Bayway and no delays on the Eastern Shore from Malbus to Spanish Fort, Fairhope, Daphne, and nice ride all the way back onto the interstate. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. They're open Fridays and Saturdays, and they offer sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5. And still lots of things we believed as kids coming in on the text line. We'll read through a few more of these coming up in just a little bit. 343-0106. Send us a text. Tell us what your belief from childhood was.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A number of car break-ins have a Daphne neighborhood on high alert, and now the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help. On Sunday, March 10th, in the Austin Park subdivision in Bell Forest, in the early morning hours, police say there were up to 25 break-ins. Some of the items stolen include cash and guns. Deputies say the suspects seen on surveillance video were targeting unlocked vehicles. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office
office says, quote, we had over 30 guns last year stolen strictly in our jurisdiction, stolen out of vehicles that are out there on the street. Deputies believe that the very same group that they are looking for now could be responsible for several other break-ins in Baldwin County. They're hoping someone will notice and recognize the people on the surveillance video and let them know. Once again, you are encouraged to lock your vehicle and do not leave your weapons inside your vehicle. If you recognize the suspects involved, you're encouraged to contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Her attorney says that robocalls were not only illegal, they were cruel. And that's why a Chambers County woman is suing student loan corporation Sally Mae for damages, because she says they called her more than 200 times attempting to collect on student loans. So the lawsuit was filed last week in the U.S. District Court in the Eastern Division of the Middle District of Alabama, and it claims the company violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, also known as TCPA, as the woman requested the calls to stop. The TCPA, they regulate telemarketing and automated telephone systems. The woman's been identified as Lauren Pickard. She's a graduate of Columbus State University in Georgia and is a special education teacher here in Alabama. Sally Mae, she says, used an automatic telephone dialing system which has the capacity to store or produce telephone numbers to be called. Last October, she says she told them to stop calling her cell phone because she could not afford to make her payments and did not wish to receive further telephone calls. Even then, though, she said she continued to receive calls up to 3 times a day. If you've ever been bothered by a robocall, this would be a very interesting case to watch happening right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Card Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pensacola's mayor says it's time for the city to enforce a law that makes it illegal for a driver to give money to a panhandler. Mayor Grover Robinson says it's against state law for drivers to give money to panhandlers from the road. He says if the law is enforced, drivers would be fined. Robinson says the legal way to give would be to pull into a parking lot. Some local leaders are hoping to get support for a proposed amendment to Alabama's Constitution. Currently, capital murder is the only charge where a defendant must be held without bond. The proposal, backed by Mobile County's district attorney and public safety director, would expand the no bond to offenses punishable by life in prison without parole. Today is the last day you can trade your Mardi Gras beads for donuts at Krispy Kreme on Hillcrest Road in West Mobile. For 12 pounds of beads, basically a grocery bag full, you'll receive a dozen donuts. The beads will go to Augusta Evans School for Students with Special Needs to be recycled and sold next year. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you.
Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
The NCAA Women's Tournament announced yesterday. South Alabama headed to the NIT, and Dirk Nowitzki passes Wilt Chamberlain in the record books. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday morning, we went through the matchups for the SEC teams that will play in the men's NCAA tournament beginning this week. Yesterday afternoon, the women's NCAA bracket was revealed, and two-time national champion Baylor is the number one overall seed. The Bears are joined by defending national champion Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State on the number one seed line. There are seven SEC teams that earned a bid into the tournament, including number one seed Mississippi State. The Bulldogs begin their run for a title on Friday night at 8 o'clock against number 16 seed Southern University. South Carolina is a four seed. The Gamecocks will face 13 seed Belmont on Friday at 12:45. Number four seed Texas A&M plays 13 seed Wright State at 3 o'clock on Friday. Kentucky is a sixth seed. They'll take on number 11 seed Princeton at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Number seven seed Missouri plays 10 seed Drake at 3 o'clock on Friday. Auburn and Tennessee were two of the four last teams to make it into the tournament. Tigers are a number 10 seed and will play number 7 seed BYU at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's the first time since the 2000 NCAA tournament that Auburn's men and women's teams are in the big dance at the same time. And Tennessee brings up the pack. As a number 11 seed, they'll face number 6 seed UCLA at noon on Saturday. The women's NIT tournament was announced later last night, and the University of South Alabama Jaguars, fresh off a near Sun Belt Conference tournament title win, are in the WNIT field for the fourth time in school history. The Jags will play their first round game on Friday in Beaumont, Texas, against the Lamar University Cardinals. The game time for the opening round will be announced later today. In NFL news, longtime defensive lineman Haloti Ngata announced his retirement in an Instagram post atop Mount Kilimanjaro. Ngata was holding a banner that read, quote, "I'm retiring from the NFL on top." The 35-year-old went to the Pro Bowl five times and won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens in 2013. In the NBA last night, the Denver Nuggets clinched a playoff spot with a 114-105 win over the Boston Celtics. New Orleans beat Dallas 129-125. In the loss, Mavericks' future Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki passed Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain for the sixth most points scored all time. The San Antonio Spurs extended their win streak to 9 in a row with a 111-105 victory over Golden State. Toronto beat the New York Knicks 128-92, and former Alabama point guard Colin Sexton scored 27 points, leading Cleveland past Detroit 126-119. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 o'clock until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, Tim, plenty more texts coming in. Things you believed when you were a kid, you're pretty sure of, that maybe turned out not to be true. We'll get those coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, delays continue from Moffitt University to Wolfridge, also Dolphin and Sage Airport, Montlamar near 65, and even into Tillman's Corner, Halls Mill, 90, and Nevius. You've seen heavier pockets of traffic, a lot of radar westbound I-10 all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. No new wrecks in the roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile. They've got the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art to books and clothing and oddity items, you can see them at SerpentsOfBienville.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
7:54 FM Talk 106.5. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Attention Walmart shoppers, get set to say goodbye to the Savings Catcher program. Walmart says they're ending the program, which allows customers to find the lowest available prices. The nation's largest retailer made the announcement yesterday, saying that the program will come to a close in May. The program offered exclusively to their app users, and it allowed their customers to submit their receipts to see if a lower price was found at a competitor. If there was a difference between the two prices, well, you received an e-gift card, which could be used at a later time. Walmart says, quote, since the introduction of the program, we've worked hard to lower prices on thousands of everyday items across our stores, which has resulted in our prices winning the vast majority of the time when you submit receipts to Savings Catcher. The last day to submit a Walmart Pay e-receipt to Savings Catcher will be May 14th. Any e-gift cards remaining on a customer's app, those will still be valid. If you still have Mardi Gras fever, we'll turn those beads in today and receive a sweet treat. Each 12-pound bag of beads donated to Krispy Kreme means you get rewarded with a dozen free glazed donuts at the store on Hillcrest Road here in Mobile or on South McKenzie Street in Foley. For more than 20 years, this sweet option is offered after Mardi Gras, as the beads are then given to the students at Augusta Evans School here in Mobile. The students then clean the beads and sort them, and then they sell the beads to Mardi Gras mystic societies and to the general public. This is the school's main fundraiser each year. So today is your last day to participate in the Beads for Donuts program. Krispy Kreme will accept those beads from 7 a.m. this morning until 10 p.m. this evening. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:56, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, running through a great, great bunch of these things you used to believe when you were young. If we swallowed seeds, such as watermelon seeds, we'd grow watermelons inside our stomachs. Also, Cameron says if you swallow gum, it would stay in your stomach 5 years. Pete says he still holds his breath when passing a cemetery. From Lisa. And if you swallowed bubble gum, you would glue your insides together and you would die from bubble gum glue poison.
Oh, man.
That's intricate. We're getting a bunch more here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. I always thought that cats were girls and dogs were boys.
I kind of thought that.
That's a pretty good one. I always believed, and this is I think a lot of people have thought this one. I always believed growing up that if you didn't wait 30 minutes after you ate to go swimming, that you would sink. And maybe one of my favorite ones, because this is so unique, Jay says, on a family trip when I was a kid, my father told me that the cows grazing on the side of a mountain were short-legged cows because regular cows would not be able to stand on the side of a mountain and graze, so their front legs were shorter than the back legs.
That's too good. All right, hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way next. We'll check in with Quinn coming up in just a little bit.